everyone. Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Jennifer Stagg, and today I want to discuss the topic of empathy. And I want to start by telling the story of the Good Samaritan, or discussing it a little bit. Now, that's a story that all of us have heard, no doubt, but what exactly motivated the Samaritan that didn't motivate the others who passed by? Well, Christ emphasized empathy, that the Good Samaritan had empathy for the man who had been left for dead. How do we, too, have empathy? Have you ever thought about that before? Is it something that we're born with? Is it something that we develop or gain over time? Well, the author, Harper Lee, talked about empathy in the book To Kill a Mockingbird, which was one of my favorite books when I was a young adult. In this story, an inexperienced teacher punishes Scout unfairly on the first day of school, and that evening, Scout's father, Atticus, explains empathy to her. He says, quote, "If you can learn a simple trick, Scout, you'll get along a lot better with all kinds of folks. You never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view, until you climb into his skin and walk around in it." Now, obviously, you can't truly know exactly what everybody is going through, but it's easy to say, you know, I've seen it from their point of view, I'll look at it from their point of view. But do you really try and do that with people that you come in contact with? Maybe somebody that you know, cuts in front of you in a line. Are you quick to anger, or do you think, you know what? Maybe that person, I try really hard to think, maybe that person has an emergency they really have to get to. And that kind of eases it a little bit and helps me go, you know what, they're in a hurry, it's okay, I'm not. Obviously, they have somewhere they need to get really quickly. Now, might I add that empathy is increased when you draw upon your own life's experiences and understand a bit of what someone else is really going through. So think about that for a moment. You all have had experiences. We've all had experiences that have shaped who we are and hardships and trials. And do you use those hardships and trials as understanding for other hardships and trials that other people are going through? It can be easy to judge people, I think, who are going through problems or trials and struggles. But how would Christ handle those situations? Empathy is looking on the heart, a deep understanding of the feelings of others. And empathy should not be confused with sympathy, which is simply just sharing the same feeling. There is nothing quite like the feeling of being completely understood by another person. And often that's the most important thing to somebody else, is simply feeling like you understand where they're coming from. It's validating, and it makes you feel as if you're on common ground. And I also think that is empowering, and it connects you to another person when you truly understand where they're coming from, and they feel like you truly understand where they're coming from. It puts you on the same level. It connects you in a different type of way. Empathy is an essential ingredient for all positive interpersonal relationships. You have to have empathy for somebody else to have a good relationship with them. If we couldn't at least imagine what it feels like to be in somebody else's shoes or their skin, we just simply wouldn't be able to connect with them, and we would live our lives in isolation. And what a sad way to live, not having compassion or empathy for anybody else. Empathy is a skill or characteristic that also makes it possible for us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. That's found in Matthew 19:19. Now, you can enhance your empathy by praying for others and by praying for understanding of others' lives and problems and hardships. Now, think for a moment also about maybe somebody that's rubbed you the wrong way through the years, or a coworker that just gets under your skin, or, you know, a neighbor that you just can't stand, or somebody along those lines. And I want you to try something out. I want you to pray for them, for empathy toward them. Maybe pray toward, you know, pray for them to be eased in their troubles, and also pray for an opportunity to serve them. And I want you to see what happens, because I'm guessing that your heart will soften a little bit and you'll feel a little bit differently toward them as you go forward. And, you know, I try really hard to give people the benefit of the doubt, and it doesn't always work out. But I try really hard to keep that in mind, that if I could give someone the benefit of the doubt and understand a little bit more where they're coming from, that it really, it benefits me, and really it'll benefit you as well. So I'm going to leave you with those thoughts as you go into the rest of your week. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. You can share your thoughts with me by emailing me at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org or by posting them on our Facebook page or our Twitter handle. And I'm leaving you today with the song of the day, Jesus Once of Humble Birth by Mindy Gledhill.
Jesus once of humble birth, now in glory comes to earth. Once he suffered grief and pain, now he comes on earth to reign. Once he groaned in blood and tears, now all things.